AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is set to host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky along with European leaders at the White House today. Policy analyst Maria Martasut at the European Policy Center says it's important that European leaders are giving Zelensky some backup.
He's very experienced and he knows, I think, now what to expect from Trump. But it is absolutely necessary and a good sign that Europeans from key EU countries, including von der Leyen, will be there. It's reassuring.
Trump has abandoned a plan that would require reaching a ceasefire in order to hold further talks. He's also aligned with President Vladimir Putin's position that negotiations should instead focus on a long-term settlement. And Bolivia is heading to a presidential runoff after nearly two decades of left-wing dominance comes to an end. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
Bolivia's presidential vote is headed to an unprecedented runoff after Sunday's elections. It ends nearly 20 years of dominance in the country by the leftist party Movimiento al Socialismo. Early results showed centrist Senator Rodrigo Paz drew more votes than the right-wing frontrunners, but not enough to secure an outright victory. With over 91% of the ballots counted, Paz received 32.8% of the votes cast, while former President Jorge Tuzo Quiroga finished second with 26.4%. Candidates need to surpass 50% or 40% with a 10-point margin of victory to avoid a runoff. Bolivia is seeking change, it is seeking renewal, Paz declared to cheering crowds before chanting, "Long live Bolivia." The former mayor will face off against right-wing Quiroga on October 19. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Is AP News. Hurricane Erin is forecast to create dangerous surf and rip currents along the U.S. East Coast this week. Earlier today, it re-intensified to a Category 4 storm. And Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown officially launched his campaign today to return to the U.S. Senate next year. In an AP interview, the former senator says that while some state labor leaders wanted him to run for governor, he expects close to 100% backing from them now.
What labor will tell me is they don't have any strong voice for labor in the United States Senate, for union and non-union labor alike. And I was that and I will be that.
And the Cambridge Dictionary has added new words, many of which became popular through social media. The list includes skibbity, tradwife, and Delulu. British actor Terence Stamp has died at the age of 87. He often played the role of a complex villain, including that of General Zod in the early Superman films. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.